Some local beer drinkers are mourning another craft brewer that shut down last week. City Lights Brewing in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley became the fourth of the local, smaller independent brewing companies to close in the last 12 months. WUWM's Chuck Quernbach reports on things that craft brewers still have going for them and the challenges for the industry.
Milwaukee was once known for having several major breweries, Pabst, Blatz, Schlitz, Miller, the list goes on. The city's beer-making image even made it into songs.
Milwaukee is where we were before we came here. Working in a brewery, making the finest beer.
That's John Prine performing Milwaukee, Here I Come. About 30 years ago, more people started singing the praises of microbreweries as a smaller, flavorful alternative to the big brands. And Milwaukee rode the national wave to the point where there are still more than 40 of the craft breweries in the metro area. But last Friday and Saturday, the tap room at City Lights Brewing held its final hours. Patrons packed the place to say goodbye. Outside, some occasional customers and regulars spoke lovingly of City Lights. Carol Bernard says it was convenient.
I work next door, and it became my Cheers. I knew the people, and they knew me. I mean, they didn't yell out Carol when I walked in the door, but...
But Bernard says it wasn't just the camaraderie. It was also the craft beer.
You know, I used to be a Miller Lite drinker, which now tastes watery to me. This beer had taste to it. It had flavor, and, you know, it was a higher alcohol content, so you didn't have to drink as much either.
Customer Ezekiel Kroll says he had to come to City Lights when he heard it was closing. He calls making craft beer an art.
It's a chance for people to play with different ingredients, different seasonings that give a beer a totally different flavor.
Gary Ashbaugh notes at least one of the flavors won recognition.
Their porter beer won an award, and it's very tasty. It was very good, and that's what brought us here originally. And then all the other ones, we just tried, and we enjoyed them.
The bartenders at City Lights said they couldn't talk about why the brewer was closing. The owners did not respond to our request for an interview, but said on Facebook that numerous challenges made it unsustainable to continue operations. Another craft brewer, Mike Doble, is on the board of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild and runs the Explorium Brew Pub, which has venues in downtown Milwaukee and Greendale. He says in general, craft brewers are dealing with people socializing differently since the COVID-19 pandemic, that some younger drinkers are trying different beverages made by other companies, and that brewers now often have to charge more for a beer, citing increased costs for labor, transportation, and Doble says, ingredients.
We buy a lot of fruit from a place called Old Orchard in Michigan. And as an example, we used to move a whole skid of fruit from Old Orchard to us for $110. That was pre-pandemic. Post-pandemic, it cost me $280.
But Doble says he's had some success innovating and reaching new customers, including offering gluten-removed beer for those who have or want to be gluten-free.
When we started in the market, we didn't necessarily promote gluten-removed craft beer as our primary focus, and it really isn't. But it really is an aspect of what we do that really makes a difference to a lot of people and has helped us, quite frankly, sell a lot of beer.
Doble is confident enough about his craft brewing business that he's trying to expand. But last week, the U.S. Surgeon General cast another cloud over craft brewers and other makers of alcoholic beverages, saying those drinks should have cancer warning labels. A national trade group, the Brewers Association, says small and independent breweries support the responsible and moderate consumption of alcohol. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.